Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque eras can evoke moods ranging from melancholy to mystical to merry. No wonder it's been used by Hollywood to score so many films. We'll listen to a sampler of early movie music, as well as a recent release of music dedicated to Lady Penelope Rich, a superstar in her own day. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. In the late 18th century, the opera was the place to see and be seen. This venue was well exploited by a film that tells the story of the intrigues of the scheming Vicomte de Valmont and his even more evil ex, the Marquise de Merteuil. We just heard an air and chorus from the opera Iphigénie en Tauride by Christoph Willibald Gluck, conducted by John Elliott Gardner here and featured in the 1988 film Dangerous Liaisons. But while many films feature early music in their soundtracks, it's often used more for effect than for historical accuracy, as we'll see. An obvious use of early music in cinematic score is for films dealing with early musicians themselves. The lovely film Tous les matins du monde, All the Mornings of the World, is a story of memories. Told from the perspective of renowned Baroque viola da gambist Marin Marais, the filmmaker's story speculates about the lives of mysterious composer Monsieur de Saint-Colomb and his musical daughters. In the film, we hear Saint-Colomb play a duet with his eldest daughter in a house concert attended by the neighbors as well as some well-dressed visitors from the court in Paris.
Thank you.
Concert for Two Viols, No. 41, Le Retour, The Return, used in the film Tous les Matins du Mont, was performed here by Jordi Savall and Wieland Keuchen. Here's a little quiz. What do the following movies have in common? All the President's Men, All That Jazz, Pretty Woman, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Dudley Do-Right, and The Royal Tenenbaums. Well, being the very practical fellow he was, Italian priest and composer Antonio Vivaldi might be pleased if he could see how many film scores his music has made it into over the past 60 years. The first allegro from Vivaldi's Concerto in C Major for Mandolin and Strings was prominently featured in the 1979 film Kramer vs. Kramer, which also launched Meryl Streep into the public eye. The same piece was more recently featured in 1996's Moll Flanders and last year's Casanova. Thank you. Soloist Takashi Ochi was featured in the first allegro from the Concerto in C Major for Mandolin and Strings, RV 425 by Antonio Vivaldi. The minuetto from Vivaldi's Concerto in C Major for Oboe and Strings, RV 447, featured in the film Being John Malkovich, was performed by Stefan Skili and the Failoni Chamber Orchestra. Sometimes early music will make a cameo appearance in a contemporary story to reveal something about a place or a character. Both Mozart and Bach were heard in the classic 1970 tearjerker Love Story, for which Ally McGraw learned to play keyboard for a scene featuring this piece. Richard Agar was the soloist with the Academy of Ancient Music under the direction of Andrew Manzi in the third movement of Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto in D Major for Harpsichord. Who would have thought Renaissance master Josquin des Prez would pop up in a movie like 2004's steamy thriller When Will I Be Loved? This soundtrack also includes a number of vintage recordings of Johann Sebastian Bach by Glenn Gould, as well as other Baroque and classical music. Thank you. A fanfare by Josquin des Prez was performed by the Canadian Brass, and Glenn Gould performed Bach's two-part Invention No. 8 in F major and the Allemande from his French Suite No. 5 in G major. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani.
The Tale of Sir Robin. So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, for to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his body burned away, and his limbs all hacked and mangled, brave Sir Robin. His head smashed in and his heart cut out and his liver removed and his bowels unplugged and his nostrils raped and his bottom burnt off and his feet.
Period music can be used to set the scene for a story set in earlier times, although music supervisors don't always stick with the right period. Music, more than almost anything else, lends a mood and a sense of time to a film. The brilliant 1975 film Barry Lyndon, directed by Stanley Kubrick and starring Ryan O'Neill and Marissa Berenson, used a mixture of traditional folk music that would have been heard in 18th century Ireland, along with a selection of classical pieces from before, during, and after the film's era. Among the early traditional pieces included are these two familiar tunes.
Thank you.
The itinerant band performed the traditional tune British Grenadiers, and the broadside band provided that performance of a wildly popular Irish tune that probably began its life as a folk dance melody, but was later published by Henry Purcell and then popularized as a 17th century political song, Lily Burlero. The recent Russell Crowe film Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, featured some music contemporary to the film's turn-of-the-19th-century setting, as well as some earlier music. Among the Baroque pieces featured was the Adagio from Arcangelo Corelli's Christmas Concerto.
Thank you.
English concert, directed by Trevor Pinnock, performed the third movement of the Concerto Grosso in G minor, Opus 6, No. 8, Fatto per la Notte di Natale, by Arcangelo Corelli, featured in the 2003 film Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. The piece that followed, Johann Sebastian Bach's Jesu meine Freude, as performed by the Hilliard Ensemble, was featured in the 2005 Orlando Bloom vehicle Kingdom of Heaven, set in, the 12th century. Unfortunately, the period touches to a movie's music don't always make it onto the soundtrack album of the newly composed score. That's the case for all of the period music in a little-known but Oscar-nominated film from 2001 starring Hilary Swank, The Affair of the Necklace, as well as for 1991's Black Robe. Black Robe is set in 17th-century Quebec, and during an evening campfire scene, musicians are providing entertainment. For this scene, the director called on Montreal-based band Adviel Que Pourra to appear in the film and provide traditional music authentic to the time. The ensemble Advielle que Pourra, which specializes in reconstructing lost music of Brittany, performed two traditional songs, Fillette de Campagne and La Pucelle du Sel. Wanda Landowska was a Polish pianist and composer who almost single-handedly revived interest in the harpsichord in the early 20th century. Her first public performance on the harpsichord was in 1903 at the age of 24. At a spry 62, she made a surprise appearance in the 1941 film The Devil and Daniel Webster, starring Edward Arnold and Walter Huston. Landowska performed the Rondo a la Turca by Mozart on her beloved Pleyel harpsichord. Now you can play Spot the Harpsichordist when you screen this old gem for your friends. Here's a sample of Ms. Landowska's early Bach stylings, for which she was best known. While Wanda Landowska may have been quite fond of her Pleyel harpsichord, it's not exactly the sound most makers strive for today. That was a vintage recording of Landowska performing the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Goldberg variations by Johann Sebastian Bach. The very popular Adagio in G minor by Tommaso Albinoni was actually arranged by 20th century musicologist Remo Giazzotto from a sonata found in tatters after the Second World War. Perhaps it appeals so much to contemporary audiences because it's really a melding of Baroque and modern sensibilities. It was devastatingly effective, accompanying the climactic battle scene in Peter Weir's 1981 film Gallipoli. The opening of the Adagio for Strings and Organ in G Minor by Albinoni and Giazzotto was performed by I Musici and featured Maria Teresa Garatti on organ. While she may not have had the opportunity to become a movie star, Lady Penelope Rich was certainly a celebrity. She was supposed to have been a fine singer and a great beauty, and had a bit of a reputation as well. During the second half of the 16th century, she served as muse to many artists of her day, including composers from her native England and throughout Europe. It's even been speculated that she may have been William Shakespeare's Dark Lady. Soprano Emily Van Evera collaborates with lutenist Christopher Morangello and others on this recent release of music inspired by Lady Penelope Rich.
Rendez-vous, belle Cathare, et allons cueillir ce matin la rose pour votre amour, vous le promettez l'autre jour.
Vive l'amour, vive ce feu, c'est mourir de vivre sans eux. Je vous aime bien, mais pourtant je n'en ferai rien, car on dit pas qu'il y a plein de roses et perdrait sa valeur.
Vive l'amour, vive ce feu, c'est mourir de vivre sans eux.
Bien qui la voudrait ravir, la porter pour s'en servir, mais belle vous, quand on m'aimant, il ne vous vise seulement.
Vive l'amour, vive ce feu, c'est mourir de vivre sans eux.
Emily Van Evre sang How Should I Your True Love Know and led the ensemble in Réveillez-vous, Belle Catin by Charles Tessier, both from the recent Avi release My Lady Rich, music inspired by Lady Penelope Rich. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Catherine Hawks, with research assistance from Sophia Travis. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.